inflation is too high. We understand that, and you know, we're working on it. It's going to take some time, but we're going to get it back under control. By the way, we're seeing this everywhere in the world. We're seeing it more in the United States because our economy is stronger, but we're seeing it everywhere in the world.
Let me, if I can, follow up on a few questions that some of my colleagues asked about. Ranking Member McHenry asked you about the next meeting and your plans for the next Fed meeting, and I think you eloquently laid it out. But you also talked about the situation that's developed in Russia and Ukraine. My inference from your answer was that if Russia had not invaded Ukraine, that the Fed would be more aggressive as it relates to the balance sheet and to rate hikes. Is that a proper inference?
No, I think that remains to be seen. As I said, we are moving ahead at this meeting. It would be my expectation in 2 weeks with a rate increase. And we're going to make progress on agreeing on a plan at this meeting to shrink the balance sheet. I'm confident we will. The question of when we implement that plan is not answered yet. So I don't think that's clear at this point. It's certainly something that we can't answer now.
Mr. Garcia referenced the President's State of the Union remarks last night. The President, when he talked about addressing inflation, said that we need to control cost. Did you hear him say that?
I did not. I was too busy getting ready for this hearing. I did not watch.
I won't tell the President.
I probably just did.
When the President said he wants to control cost, or that businesses should control cost to address inflation, would you have any idea what he's talking about?
I really can't comment.
Fair enough. In follow-up to my questions from Congresswoman Wagner, she asked you about cyber. I know pre-pandemic, pre-invasion, one thing that you talked about that kept you up at night was a cyber attack. If Russia were to retaliate against the United States in some form of a cyber attack, what degree of confidence do you have in our nation's banks to thwart a cyber attack from Russia?
What I can tell you is that everything that we can do to protect ourselves against cyber, we're doing it. You know, we're doing it. The private large financial institutions are doing it. They have been for some time. So it's very hard to say what's possible to happen, but we're certainly on high alert, and we will continue to be.
Thank you very much. The gentleman's time has expired.